This is one of a series of podcasts for practice management. This particular talk is called Buying a Practice. When people graduate from chiropractic college, one of the things they have to decide is whether or not they want to start a practice from scratch or if they would like to purchase an established practice. Many doctors these days are opting for the purchasing and establishing an established practice if a practice is available in the geographical area that you would like to practice in. So when you see a practice for sale in the newspaper or with a real estate broker, they're usually just going to have a turnkey price. They're going to say, practice for sale, $300,000. You may want to know, how did they decide on that price, and how will you know if you're getting a good deal? How do I value a practice that I'm maybe thinking about buying? How would I establish a value? So this is to answer that question. Typically, there are a couple of ways of deciding a value. Number one is to treat the business as a series of business components. We usually divide it up into to three or four or five components, value each of them separately, and then add them up, and that's the price of the practice. The first component is obviously the location, the building. You got to have a place to practice, and if the practice has been in one location for 30 years, you don't want to pick it up and move it, so you need to secure the building. The most common thing that happens here is you either buy the building from the old doc, in which case you're going to go get a mortgage and buy the building. Or secondly, if the old doc is leasing the building, then you have to go to the landlord and negotiate a new lease and see if that's even possible to do. So you take care of that, and if you negotiate a new lease, then no money has changed hands with the old doc. You're just taken over, and you will be paying the landlord. Secondly, the equipment, all the stuff that the chiropractor has inside, he probably wants to get rid of. And so the best way to deal with this is to have an established professional person, like an equipment vendor, come in and take an inventory and establish a price. He would look at the x-ray machine, and based on its age and condition and its up-to-dateness, he would come up with a price for it. Those high-low tables, they all have a price. The computer system is going to have a price. And so the professional that is best to do this is probably an equipment vendor. Things like waiting room furniture and in the desks and chairs, you're just going to have to come up with a value. Anything you don't want, tell the old doc you don't want it, and let him sell it elsewhere. Don't buy stuff you don't need. Third, we have an inventory of the things that the doctor has in the office. For example, if the doctor sells nutritional supplies, you're going to have an inventory of nutritionals. If he sells orthotics, cervical pillows, various exercise equipment, whatever he has, then you itemize all the things that he has in the closet and establish a value and put them all down as a an item on your list. Thirdly, we go to accounts receivable. Accounts receivable are all the money, or it's a collective amount of all the money that is owed to the practice. The old doc may want to sell it to you. He says, look, I got $100,000 in outstanding insurance payments that'll be coming in soon, and I got a couple of PI cases, and the lawyers, you're going to pay me off pretty soon, and I add those all up, and they're $100,000, and I'll sell them to you for a discount. I'll sell them to you for $80,000. And I don't even recommend buying these, by the way. I would just tell you, let the old doc deal with his own collections on those accounts receivable. If you do buy them at a steep discount. And the recommended level of the discount is big. You pay 25% of the value of the accounts receivable. So on a $100,000 accounts receivable, you buy it for $25,000 and hope you collect more than $25,000. Again, I don't even recommend that part. The next item is something called goodwill, and goodwill is based on the longevity and the reputation of the practice in the community. A practice that has been in one location for 30 years has built up some goodwill over time just by being there. That's assuming that the doctor has not been arrested lately and has not been listed in the newspaper as a child molester or anything. So if the goodwill is there, then you're going to have to buy it, and that this happens to be the most expensive item. You buy the goodwill, and a typical way of going about the goodwill is to base it on the income of the practice, usually about half a year's income. So if the practice made $200,000 in 2011, you look at the tax returns and verify it, obviously. If they made $200,000, then the goodwill is going to be about a $100,000 item then, approximately. This is highly negotiable and highly variable depending on the area, depending on how many other chiropractors there are in the area, what the competition is like, and the economy in general. Right now, we're seeing some real bargains in the world of goodwill. Practices are selling for less than the rule of thumb of half a year. So that's negotiable, and you can negotiate that. So anyway, you take the goodwill, you take the accounts receivable, you take the equipment, you take the inventory of supplies and whatnot, and whatever arrangements you are making for the property, the actual office, add them all up, and that's the price of the practice. Remember that it's highly negotiable, and you can get some real bargains sometimes. So, but that's how you establish the value of a practice.